Hello, my name is Paul Usher, and let me welcome you to the Adoration Songbook. Today we sing a beautiful hymn of devotion, My Jesus, I Love Thee.
My Jesus, I love Thee, I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou.
Our hymn today was written by a teenager, 16-year-old William Featherstone. It's possible that he wrote the words as a poem celebrating his conversion to Christ. Beyond that, we know little about this young man or the circumstances surrounding his conversion. But we do know that God will do great things through anyone, young or old, who will say, My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign.
I love Thee because Thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love Thee for wearing the thorns on my brow.
Well over 100 years ago, a famous actress of her day was walking down a city street and observed an open door. Looking inside, she saw an invalid girl lying on a couch. Perhaps I can cheer her up, the actress thought, and went inside. But instead of her giving encouragement, the girl, a devout Christian, led the actress to Jesus. She was a changed woman. Returning home, she told her father that she could no longer work in the theater group he owned. The father protested as she was the top billing in his theater. Finally, she agreed to one more appearance with the company. The curtain went up and the actress received her usual applause. But this time, she stepped forward and repeated these words. My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee, all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. A hush fell over the crowd, and the actress walked quietly off the stage, never to return. In honoring her Lord, she had touched the audience, but amazingly, she had also led her father to Jesus. The company was sold, and together, father and daughter, they became a dynamic witness for Jesus Christ.
In my
Our hymn today is from our latest CD, Great Hymns of the Faith, Volume 2. To get your copy, go to the website songsandhymns.org.